The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Meditation doesn't have to be a solo practice. Meditation is more fun with friends. Looking for a way to drop in and hang out at the same time? Join us online at Omega Institute for a meditation party with self-proclaimed meditation nerds Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, Sebene Selassie, and Jeff Warren. This three-day retreat will stream live from Omega's Hudson Valley campus May 17th to 19th. Don't miss the party. Reserve your spot at eomega.org/party today.
Conventional wisdom in personal growth circles oftentimes includes the adage, don't just survive, thrive, as if surviving was undesirable, and as if the opposite of surviving was thriving. But the actual opposite of surviving is not thriving, it's dying. It's croaking and breathing your last. In this episode, we were inspired by the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday to engage in some straight talk about the pressures surrounding how one should feel about the Thanksgiving holiday, about gratitude, about accomplishments, and yes, about surviving and thriving.
Welcome to the podcast where it's all about living your love story and making your life a story where love wins. My name is Sienna.
And my name is Toast. We're married and we've been partners in life, love, and music since 2001, over 20 years. On this show, we share our life as an Asian American lesbian couple.
Some of our favorite topics are positive spirituality, holistic health, sometimes cats,
lesbian alert,
and other things we hope are entertaining, uplifting, and helpful for living your love story.
So here we go. Welcome to our home studio in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome, and
happy Thanksgiving week.
I can't believe it's Thanksgiving.
It is Thanksgiving week.
It's it feels crazy. How did it get here so fast?
How did we get here so soon? And, but the strange thing for me, you can tell me if you feel this way too, is that on one hand, I have felt like everything's moving so fast. Like, weeks are just flying by.
Yeah, you look up and it's like fall already.
Right. And when it was September, I was like, what? It's September already? October rolled around. What? It's October? Mm-hmm. And now we're in November. And not just in November, it's Thanksgiving week.
Yeah. It's over. The year's over.
But on the other hand, I've also felt this simultaneous, I don't know if it can be simultaneous, but it has felt this way, like this drudgery and this dragging through things. And there has been an aspect also living within this speed of slow motion and dragging through. And what is that? Yeah. That feels crazy to me. It makes me feel crazy. I don't know. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I think I have an understanding, but I love it because it is, I think at the heart of life is paradox. So what you're talking about is, these two seemingly opposite things, but that's how life is. That's the true essence of life, is that there is no essence.
Yeah, I don't like it.
But I can see why you felt that. And I'm trying to relate, on a personal first person level to that, of when projects feel very labored and difficult.
I mean, I think
that's
for
when
me,
things, time flies when you're having fun. So if you're not having fun, time is
tough.
Not flying. And
the
so that's
day
why
job has I been think. Tough. But we will get to that. Why don't we talk a little bit? Let's give the people an update on Christmas. Let's jump to Christmas already, please. All right. So many podcasts ago, but this year, of course, this year, we talked about how, this is working. My idea for getting ahead of the shopping starting in January and shopping for two gifts for a person when their birthday.
Look at how brilliant we are.
Came up.
This is what we're doing, guys.
It feels like, wow, that is just such a great idea, because whenever you're shopping for a birthday present for someone, almost always you have more than one idea. It's like, oh, should we do this or should we do that? So our brilliant idea was just get both, because one can be a Christmas present and one can be for the birthday present. And then by the time you hit Thanksgiving week, you're done with Christmas shopping. All right. So I was doing well. I think I did well all the way through January, February, March. I think around March or April, I hit a speed bump. And actually, that coincides with a big work restructure that was happening that started in April. So I feel good blaming that. I'm not ashamed to blame.
Yeah. So shift the blame.
Listen. And then everything came to a halt. But let me tell you, I think this, I'm still a proponent of this idea. I still think it's a good idea, because I say that because we're here Thanksgiving week. We are behind on our shopping. But if I hadn't even done what I did for the first quarter of the year,
we'd be even worse situation is what you're saying.
Yes. Yes. If you can have the goal of just doing like 6 months, can you imagine that? Just get through June. Get through June with the double gifts. I'm going to do this until I have success, because I just think it's, you always find more than one thing for a person. Well, that's not always true, but
you
there
often
are
do.
Options.
Yeah, you're making choices, right? Yeah. You're choosing, you're like, between this or that.
What did we do last year?
If you're able to.
Yeah. Yeah. So that is where we're at with our shopping.
And we're going to take a break and come back to talk about the Thanksgiving thing.
Yes.
And how, thank God, we got through those bad things.
So with Thanksgiving week coming, there's all the feels, right? All kinds of things.
Or there's no feels. And then you get feels about the fact that there's no feels, right?
And then you start stressing out.
Because there's pressure to have the feels.
Very true. Very true. But it definitely marks, like, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
This is the holidays.
Yes.
I know a lot of people think it starts with Halloween, but not really. Halloween is kind of like the...
Foreshadowing.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like coming. It's on its way.
But you have a little bit of time.
Yeah.
You have a little bit of time.
Thanksgiving hits, it's like...
No, it's over.
It's here.
Yeah, it's here.
Yeah.
So I will say that, it's been a more stressful year for me and for us, I would say, with especially with my day job, restructuring and... it's just required so much more time, energy, more of my spirit, and it has been tough. And in that way, like I was saying earlier, everything feels like it's going so slow. You know, there's been a lot of pain, emotional things happening. It's been so incredibly rough. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, when I think about certain points in the year and certain parts of the restructuring, when I look back, I go, oh, you know, there were moments where I'm like, okay, just need to get through this part. And then getting through and going, oh, thank God.
Yeah. That's that thing, this one day at a time, right?
Then here's the next part that might take like 6 weeks. Okay, just got to get through this part. 6 weeks go by. Oh, got through that part, you know, and right now there's another big part and coming through it. But, you know, I started thinking of just looking back at the year, and instead of like doing the, okay, what am I grateful for this year? I'm grateful for our house and, you know, thinking of all those things, which is true and wonderful, grateful for Bear, for Toast, not in that order, or in that order. No, I'm just kidding. But instead going, oh, I'm just grateful we got through this. Mm-hmm. I am grateful that part is over, and really celebrating survival, the coming out of, you know, the dark mm-hmm. times and, oh.
And don't you feel that sometimes celebrating, even that, is kind of like a tall order? Because sometimes it just feels like I just want to acknowledge and sit in the energy of relief.
Yes.
Like I'm just relieved. I don't even need to celebrate it, really.
Maybe not
like relief itself is the celebration.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
But framing it like that, like,
and that's fine.
Oh, I'm so grateful for the feeling of relief.
Yeah.
Because that
right.
is a nice feeling. That feeling
Isn't
of relief
it?
Is a great feeling.
It
I
is.
Think it's really overlooked.
Yes. I agree.
Relief is great.
Yes. I love that. Because
oh,
you have
boy.
To start, you have to start there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think a lot of times we're coming out of a period in our larger social culture where it's about not settling mm-hmm. and it's about reaching for the next thing and what's the potential of your life and,
yeah.
you know, how much can you accomplish and become? And it's all this inspirational, very motivational, uplifting stuff. And hey, that's great. That's a valid part of the natural cycle of things. And from that vantage point, this idea of, hey, we got through it. We're still here.
Yeah.
I'm just relieved, man. And I'm going to sit in that energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that attitude can come across as being like, oh, you're just settling.
Yeah.
Like that's focusing on just like you survived.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to survive. I want to thrive, you
yeah.
know, and that stuff. But I think there's an appropriate time and place for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think in respect for the natural cycles of things.
Yes, absolutely.
There is a very appropriate place for just being like, you know what? No, I'm relieved.
Mm-hmm.
I am completely okay with staying in that, like, I am just so grateful for, yes, surviving.
Yeah.
And you know what?
And it's okay.
That's
it's great.
Okay.
It's actually great, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's okay. It's great.
Yeah.
So don't feel pressure to be like, no, it's not enough to survive. You need to be thriving. It's like, okay, I'll get there. Okay.
Yes.
Calm down. I'm not there yet.
Because I think, too, the whole getting there so that you can thrive, mm-hmm. if that's something you are looking at, you do need, like you said, go through the full cycle, the whole
yes.
cycle of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you don't just jump from here all the way here. And I think that's those types of expectations. Like, let's just skip a bunch of steps and jump from 0 all the way to 10 and then just... you know, go here and then now I'm going to be at 10 and be thriving and manifesting and mm-hmm. all the things. Mm-hmm. You're missing all the steps.
Yeah, it's actually,
you know?
I think it's actually disrespectful of nature and it could be
yeah,
seen
the process.
Also. Yeah, it mm-hmm. it shows a kind of juvenile impatience, you know?
Ooh,
it's
geez.
Like you eat, you have to have time to digest your food.
Yes, yes.
You know? You need to recover from the workout. There does need to be that downtime. That's just mm-hmm. the way it is.
Yeah, you can't do like high intensity workouts every single
right.
day. I mean, you can, yeah. but it's not going to be sustainable.
You're going to F yourself up.
Yeah, you are. You know, so
yeah.
the thing that I like that I remember being taught a long time ago is just, you know, instead of like, wherever you're at and you're like, just, oh my God, thank God I got through that. But now you're being asked culturally mm-hmm. and societally to jump back all the way up on the 10th level to be thriving and being your, you know, mm-hmm. all of that stuff.
Being a winner.
Instead of doing.
High achiever.
Instead of doing that, really from where you're at, just reach for the next best thing.
When
the next feeling.
Yes.
Just
when
the next
it feels.
Feeling. When you're ready for it.
When
just the
ready.
Next feeling. And the next yeah. feeling will be apparent mm-hmm. because you're going to be ready for it. You know, so if you're feeling like, oh, gosh, I'm just so relieved. Thank God we got through that. Mm-hmm. You know, there will come a time when you're like, huh, okay, well, what's next? Mm-hmm. And now the relief turns into maybe curiosity. Mm-hmm. And now you're kind of curious and you're like, oh, okay. Oh, well, this thing. Oh, yeah, I forgot about this thing. Oh, Now you're getting a little excited, you know, and it's like,
and it's a naturally,
yes.
It's an excitement that emerges on its own. You're not ginning it up so much and trying to hype yourself up.
I mean, I think sometimes you need to hype. I think it's good to hype yourself up sometimes. Because
but it really depends.
I think like for me, I can get stuck.
Yes.
That's not great.
Right.
You know?
Right. No, I get that. And I guess that's where the importance
of... It's different
of,
for everyone.
Yes. And at different times.
Yeah.
I think that's where the importance and why it's so foundational and fundamental to have this level of awareness and self-awareness. To know when is it appropriate to kind of kick your own ass and when it's not.
And I think that's a lifelong process, truly.
Yeah.
Because I think sometimes you're going to make a mistake and be kicking your own ass and punishing yourself, mm-hmm. but not realize you're really doing that until later. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes you're going to do it and it's going to totally serve you and feel great. And you're going to feel so grateful for that. And it's going to have been the right time. But I think it just, yeah, it's trial and error.
Yeah. I guess so much of it has to... This is what we're talking about is that balance. Yeah, of knowing yourself, respecting yourself, respecting the natural cycles, and being able to discern when the pressure from the external pressures are not healthy. Because
mm-hmm.
so much of that kicking yourself and you know trying to hype yourself up comes from out of this external pressure.
Yeah.
You know, something else I wanted to mention about this whole talking about like gratitude and, you know, being grateful for things and even bad things, you mm-hmm. know, even difficult things that we've gotten through is just that everything is relative. I guess that's kind of what you're saying, right? It's a lifelong thing, but everything is relative. Back in my Christian days, I used to always say, that God put all the wimps in America because in the quote-unquote first world, in the, I would say, overdeveloped worlds where we have electricity and running water and all of that, life is so easy in one way, in that material way. You know, we're not hauling water from... Three miles down a hill. Yeah. So.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I mean,
things are. Never mind. It's a whole other thing. But just thinking about ChatGPT and how you don't even need to write for yourself anymore. Supposedly, right? You just say something, and here's an article.
Here's three pages.
You can submit. You can use this. You know, just tweak it a little, and you can. That's scary to me. You know, we're going to not be able to think and process. We're going to just be developing other parts of ourselves, I think, that where we're losing our humanness.
Yeah. And losing the joy of the process.
Yes. All of it, right? All of it. Like the frustration, the block, the... You know, when you're talking about like writing and things mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah. And respect for the process. I read somebody, I think it was Charles Eisenstein, who wrote a short little like kind of a, he opened an article he wrote with a little satirical thing about, ChatGPT. And it's like, oh yeah, kids can now, you know, generate their term papers or whatever, write their book reports using ChatGPT. So they don't even need to really do it. And then also the teachers who are receiving these projects, they don't really need to do the work of like reading it and grading it. They could just have the artificial intelligence read and grade it. So we don't need to have actual learning and actual teaching.
It's crazy. You
know? It's like, why are we here again as human beings? You know? Yeah. The process. It's just about the process. Anyway. Okay.
Anyways, so.
That was kind of a tangent.
It was a tangent. But I want to say that for this Thanksgiving week, something I do really love that feels good to me is looking for the glimmers. Looking for the glimmers.
You have to explain what that is.
Yeah. So I learned about this when I was reading about the nervous system. How to regulate our nervous system. I have a gurgle. And looking for the glimmers is one way to regulate your nervous system. So when you're looking for glimmers, what that means is just looking for, being on the lookout for things throughout your day that you can feel that moment of gratitude, a moment of inspiration, a moment of awe even sometimes. You know, you see a bird land right in your office window. And you're like, oh my God, look at that beautiful blue bird. That's a glimmer. For me.
And when you say regulate nervous system, you mean like kind of
when you're going off and feeling like anxiety.
Yeah, so it has to do with feeling less anxious and more settled and sturdy and stable.
Grounded. Right? Yes. Okay. Grounded in your system. And it's not about not feeling the pushes and pulls of your nervous system when you're in fight or flight or when you're in that shutdown mode. It's not about not feeling that. It's just more about noticing when you are in those spaces and how to come back to the ventral space, which is your grounded resting space. Okay. So for me, glimmers for the past few weeks has been looking at all the amazing fall-colored leaves in our yard. It's just that to me, that's like a whole lot of glimmers to me, you know, because I'm in awe. I go out there and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. Our green grass used to be just kind of peppered with beautiful fall leaves. Now it's covered. It's like covered. You cannot see any green.
It's a rug of
fall colored leaves. And to me, that's beautiful. It's amazing. Nature decorated.
I love
for
that. Yeah,
Thanksgiving.
That. Yeah.
So amazing. So those are things like those are glimmers. You know, it could be your pet, you know, coming by to sleep in your lap. Or, it could be anything that brings about a feeling for you of just appreciation, of inspiration, of awe. And the important part is looking for the glimmers throughout your day. You wake up and let's look for the glimmers so that you can receive them. Mm-hmm. Be on the lookout.
I like that. It's like being open because I feel like that kind of sense of it's okay. Like life is, it's going to be okay.
What about that sense?
You know, that sense is practically always there for us. But we do
doesn't have... always feel like you can't always tap into it. Or
right.
We don't remember, I think, to tap into it.
Yes. And the way that our society and economy is set up is that people and companies don't profit from us feeling that it's okay. They profit from us feeling like, it's not okay. What can I do to make it okay?
What can I buy?
Right. Yeah. All that, right? But again, this goes back to the process, the whole cycle of give and receive. There needs to be a transaction, right? That's life itself, blood and pumping through our veins. There needs to be a transactions, giving and exchanging.
Reciprocity.
And yeah, the mutuality of things. And that does require us to have that asking, looking for things, right? It's kind of like spiritual etiquette. Mm. It's like we're asking, and then spirit comes and answers. But we have to ask. That's part of the process. That's part of the etiquette of how things work in the natural world. Okay.
Well,
I guess we'll wrap it up now. That was some of our thoughts about Thanksgiving, gratitude, and all of that stuff. Thank God we got through those bad things. That can be a way to do it. It's a valid way. That's what we think anyways.
And look for the glimmers.
Yes. Okay. So with that, we just want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, or an okay Thanksgiving.
No pressure.
Don't feel like it has to be so happy. All right. You can look us up on Instagram, say hi. And I mentioned this in a previous episode, but if you have any questions or topics or stuff that, you know, you would like to hear us talk about, let us know. You can DM us on Instagram. We're at Sienna and Toast. You can also email us, info@siennaandtoast.com.
All right.
Until then, and always, live your love story.
Bye.
Do you ever feel that calling that you should be doing more with your life? If you're unhappy with the status quo, I can help. My name is Elias Patras, and I'm an intuitive motivator, psychic medium, and motivational speaker. I know that feeling, and on my podcast, Your Inner Voice, I can help you answer that call to step into your life's purpose. I will show you how to recognize and listen to the signs and signals that are all around us and help you tap into your intuition. Join me for the show here on the mindbodyspirit.fm podcast network. And wherever you get your podcasts, let's connect, educate, and grow on this journey together.